So my point is, and moving on, they came upon me to eat up my flesh. But I found the word that says the number of my days he would fulfill. So when you start getting attacked by the enemy in your body, sometimes you get attacked, some get attacked in the mind. Amen. The enemy will try to bring fear, but I say, I will not fear. Why won't I fear? Because he already said the number of my day he will fulfill. Hallelujah. So cancer can't kill me. Diabetes can't kill me. Because he said what? The number of my days I will fulfill. And I found out that I have been made the righteousness of God. And because I've been made the righteousness of God, I have right standing with God. Hello, somebody. I have what? Right standing with God. What you mean? I am in a good position with God. In other words, I have his life. I have his nature. I have his ability. I have the name of Jesus. So when the enemy came upon me to eat up my flesh, the word said they stumble and fail. Yes. 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 Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. I refuse to fear. Hallelujah. I said, I refuse to fear. Glory to God. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war. Anybody ever feel that? You've been in a war? Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing. That's what I'm focused on. One thing, what thing? That I will do what? That I dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing that I desire, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. For what reason? To inquire. All the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord. And to do what? Require in his what I'm looking for. What am I requiring? Requiring his temple. For in the time of trouble, I found this out. In the times of trouble, he'll hide me. Trouble can't find me. Yeah. Hallelujah. I don't have to fear because he'll hide me. That means grace will cover me. Mercy will help me. Y'all, anybody here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what I'm gonna do, since he hides me and grace cover me and keep me, hallelujah, and he will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. What are you going to put me on?
A rock.
How many know a rock? You can put it, it'll stand when the wind blow. He'll set me up on a rock. That means he put me in a place where I'm secure. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. That I'm looking down at them. My head shall be lifted up above my enemy. Huh? Therefore, I will. Who? I'm not going to cry, but I'm going to offer in his tabernacle. Sacrifice of joy. I will sing. Yes, I'll sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:5 said, This then is the message we've heard from him and declare unto you, God is light. I know the truth. I refuse to fear. Hallelujah. I refuse to fear because I know the truth. And in him is no darkness at all. In him is no darkness at all. I know the truth. Fear, doubt, unbelief works hand in hand. It is designed by the devil to keep you away from God. He will tell you that God won't hear you. This is what, he feeds you something that's not the truth. Or he will say God is mad at you. Or what you have done is too bad. He ain't gonna talk to you no more. And he won't forgive you no way. He doesn't love you no way. If he did, he wouldn't let this happen to you anyway. Yet God, who cannot lie, said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to do what? Forgive us our sins. And do what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If he cleansed us from all unrighteousness, how did it leave us? That leaves us righteous. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty thing which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. Do what the Lord said, call unto me and I will answer thee. Thank you, Jesus. So why should I fear? Why should I be afraid? Why should I hold back? Why should I listen to the naysayer? Why should I listen to those voices?